And here are those more gaming headlines I promised you. Don't throw out all those Xbox 360 games yet. Today, Microsoft announced backwards compatibility for Xbox 360 on the Xbox One. That means your Xbox 360 games will run on the Xbox One, although the company says that it won't be all games right away. The announcement was met with major applause at E3, since this is something gamers have been demanding for quite a while. Now, how well Xbox 360 games will work on the Xbox One remains to be seen. Last week, Bethesda Games released the trailer of the new Fallout 4, and today at E3, we heard a few more details. The official release date is November 10th, and according to The Verge, Fallout 4 will be available on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and the PC. There's also an iOS teaser game called Fallout Shelter that Leo showed off on today's episode of iOS Today. And Sony leaked a few announcements today, although you'll have to wait for the big reveal just a little bit longer. The company says 30 games are being developed for Project Morpheus, their VR headset, which will cost, quote, several hundred dollars. Sony says Project Morpheus will go on sale early next year, but they made no promises that those 30 games in development would be ready by then. We'll have more Sony news tomorrow, but if you absolutely can't wait, you can tune into the live stream of their press conference on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific today, Monday, June 15th. And finally, over the weekend, Quartz posted a story about one CEO who has offered to pay the college tuition for all of his employees' children. Chai Wang, the CEO of Boxed, that's an online shopping wholesaler, he's taking the money for this benefit from his own stake in the company. Wang, who also hasn't drawn a salary for the past 2 years. He says he chose this particular benefit because as a child of immigrant parents, he saw firsthand the importance of education. A box is an app that lets you easily search and shop for bulk items. The company has 100 employees right now, but so far only about a dozen of them are eligible. The first child to receive the benefit will begin college this fall.